I love the next guest. She's very funny and I really enjoy talking to her. But even I don't know what's about to happen. As I say, good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
How are you?
All right.
How's your Sunday going then? What have you been up to today so far?
I've cleaned down my hamster.
Oh, okay. Oh,
well, that's a good thing.
That's a productive thing to do. Yeah. What's your hamster called?
David Reed, after my dad.
So you know the hamster after your dad, Emily?
Yeah.
Okay, any particular reason?
And after what he's been through in the past couple of months, I thought this would cheer him up to know that I've named my hamster after him.
Oh, nice, yes. Oh, yeah, Matt's looking at me. What are you saying, Matt?
Emily's given me a song choice, and I think she might have beaten the system, because I don't think we've got it. But I'll have a look at that
in a minute. Yeah, Matt's trying to find your song, Emily. But, I know your dad's been through a lot, and there's been a lot sort of happening with you lately. But, you're raising money for Diabetes UK. You're taking part in a 1 Million Step Challenge. So tell me, what is the 1 Million Step Challenge, Emily?
It's when you can either walk, run, cycle, do whatever you want to do the steps for diabetes and raise money for awareness and all that.
And you start next weekend on the 1st of July, don't you?
Yeah, to the end of September.
1 million steps, though. That's quite a lot. How are you going to feel those steps?
I'm going to be walking the dog I live with. Quite a bit.
Yeah. Did you say you could cycle and run as well, so you could do something on a bike as well?
Yeah.
Are you going to go on a bike, or are you just going to do the walking of the dog and general other steps as you do? Because you are quite active, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to do walking and scooting.
Oh, nice.
On the scooter, that'll be fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun, and also a good way to keep fit. But raising money for Diabetes UK, 4.9 million people in the UK live with diabetes day in, day out. So why did you choose to support Diabetes UK, and why did you choose to do this, Emily?
Well, this is my second time around, and I chose to do it last year for the same reason, because sometimes you get diagnosed with diabetes, but they can't find out what one you've got, and that's what they just put on there. It's type 2 until they can, and it can take ages sometimes.
Yeah.
So I thought if I raise some money in that, maybe we could get some research going faster to get people the correct diabetes diagnosis.
Yeah, and this is really important. If you diagnose something like this early, you can manage it, you can get on the right medication, you can work out what you need to do. So, yeah, and research is so important, and that costs money, and Diabetes UK funds a lot of that. So it's really, really important, and it's a really, really good challenge that you're doing. How's the fundraising going so far?
Well, I find it easier than last year, because this year I lived near a cupboard, so I find it a lot easier to walk.
Okay, so there's lots of places to walk. And have you raised lots of money so far?
So far I've raised £90.
Okay. And I know I still need to go on there and support you, Emily, on this.
Yeah.
I've been sent the link a few times, and I am...
I think we'll both be sent the link. We'll both sort something out.
Absolutely. We'll definitely do that. Okay, brilliant. So if we want to support you, you have your website, which we can give out. So it is step.diabetes.org.uk/fundraising/Emily292, and you can go and donate and follow your progress. You're going to be updating us all on that web page with how you're getting on and how many steps you're doing each day and things.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing that with the help of Catherine to help me do it.
Brilliant, so we can follow your progress. It's really good that you're doing this and taking on that challenge. It's brilliant, so good luck with it, and well done, Emily.
And Emily, just before you go, that challenge is brilliant, but it's also been Learning Disability Week this week, which ends today in terms of this year. But what does that mean to you? Talk about Learning Disability Week for us.
It means to me that even though people have learning disabilities, not every single one is going to be visible. So don't just go judging them where they say they have one and you say, no, they don't. And because it may not actually be visible to see.
That's so important and so well put, Emily. I mean, it's, as you say, not all disabilities are visible, and it's really easy and quick, I suppose, for people to judge people and not knowing what's going on and not knowing that, you know, so, and I think, you know, people with learning disabilities, you know, you can achieve, as we've seen with you, with your One Million Step Challenge, Emily, you can achieve amazing things.
Mm.
So, Emily, what's your biggest achievement, would you say, then?
My biggest achievement is working with John, trying to be his boss.
Yes, we do a lot of radio stuff together for...
Emily has an ambition to be your boss.
Yeah, how's that going?
I'm helping her work on it. We're gonna
I think you'll be a good boss, Emily. And you'll probably get me working, which is probably a good thing.
And I found out the other day, because Emily was on the panel that gave me my job.
Mm-hmm.
Emily's a cricket umpire as well, did you know?
Yeah, tell us about that. What do you do with cricket, Emily?
Yeah, because everyone says I've got a loud voice and that, I thought, ooh, I've got to find out if there's anything I could do in cricket that would entice my voice to be even louder and that. And I found umpiring, so I took the courses to be a level one and level two.
Well done.
Wow. Amazing achievements.
I can't wait to play cricket with Emily at some point.
Yeah. Emily with a cricket bat can be quite dangerous. I would...
It'll be fine.
Brilliant. Emily, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about a bit about you and a bit about your fundraising. It really is amazing. And, hopefully a lot of our listeners will go on support you in that. And, good luck with everything.
John, do you want to give us Emily's website one more time? Because it's quite long and someone might have needed a pen.
Yes, I think we should give your website again, actually, Emily. Shall I do that? So it is, if you're going to scribble this one down, it is step.diabetes.org.uk/fundraising/Emily, EMILY 292. And you can follow the progress. We'll find out how you're getting on and how you're getting those steps up as well. So, hopefully some nice weather for walking as well, Emily.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good luck with the challenge, Emily. I know you're going to do really well.
And how are we getting on with Emily's song request?
I'm going to keep looking into that. After I've played what's coming up next, we'll see what we can do.
Thank you, Emily. Have a good rest of your Sunday, won't you?
Yeah.
Take care. Have a good day.
Yeah.
There we go. Lovely to talk to you. That's Emily there telling us about her fundraising for Diabetes UK. Really, really good stuff.